We live in an age of just, I mean, staggering amounts of data. Information is everywhere. It's flooding our systems, our reports, our feeds.
It's a complete deluge.
Right.
No.
But here's the central challenge, the often paralyzing challenge of this information age. Having a mountain of data is pretty much meaningless if you can't convert that raw complexity into clear, actionable decisions.
It's the difference between having all the notes for a symphony and actually conducting a masterpiece.
Exactly. So our focus today is on an organization that is tackling this conversion problem head on. Impact Borderless Digital, or IBD LTD.
Right, a Kenya-based consultancy and youth mentorship platform.
And what's fascinating is they aren't just trying to sell business solutions.
Yeah.
They seem to be actively building the future workforce needed to understand and implement those solutions on a global scale.
That holistic approach is absolutely key. Their foundational vision is, well, it's ambitious. They want to create a true borderless talent and knowledge ecosystem.
And the goal of that ecosystem.
Is one where, and I'm quoting here, future-ready leadership and youth mentorship turn data and information into shared and sustainable prosperity.
So it's an explicit effort. They're trying to ensure the tools of the modern digital economy, like advanced data science, directly translate into tangible community benefit.
For sure. And for you listening, our mission in this deep dive is really to unpack that engine. We need to understand the
How
mechanism.
does it all fit together?
Yeah, how does IBD successfully merge high-level research and digital decision science, the hard technical stuff, with practical grassroots career mentorship?
To create not just skilled employees, but what they call a mindset of global citizenship.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's start with the brand itself. Who is IBD? We know it's a Kenya-based consultancy, but they offer services that integrate three very distinct fields. First, you have applied digital and data-driven decision science. Second, the power of geospatial, so GIS-based systems modeling. And third, this essential youth-centered skills development platform.
And that blend is the key differentiator. It seems they understood early on that to deliver high-impact, sustainable consulting, you need that cutting-edge technical expertise.
Of course.
But, and this is a crucial part, for that expertise to have a lasting influence, you have to be constantly developing the next generation of knowledge workers to sustain the whole practice.
And this isn't a new idea for them either, is it? The source material notes that IBD is the product of more than a decade of dedicated experience in research, skills development, training, and youth mentorship.
That history provides some serious foundational strength. It's not a startup just trying this out.
And that deep history seems to be anchored by its founder, Nishan Adero. He's described as the brainchild and brand of the whole operation. What really stands out in his philosophy is this commitment to connecting local talent to international standards. He's noted specifically as a keen advocate for quality education, internationalization, and borderless networking.
Adero clearly recognizes that in the digital age, knowledge influence is the ultimate renewable resource.
And technology is the tool that maximize that influence.
Especially for young people who are looking to shape policy and development, within Africa and way beyond.
It's interesting, too, that while their philosophy is deliberately borderless, they have a clear, tangible physical base. We see the location listed as the Galleria Mall at the junction of Magadi and Lungada Road in Nairobi.
Right. It's powerful that this vision of global mobility and borderless ambition is launched from such a rooted, practical location. It sort of grounds their global reach and local accountability.
Okay, so let's move from the philosophy to the platform itself. This is where we hit the technical core of what IBD offers.
And this is where they function as a platform for professional services that directly feeds into their mentorship goals. If we look at their core areas of expertise, the hard skills they build capacity in, they are focused on some highly complex, high-demand fields.
We're talking about applying advanced math and computer science to real-world policy dilemmas. They focus on digital and data-driven decisions for inclusive and sustainable development.
Which means using data not just for efficiency, but specifically to analyze and address systemic inequalities in planning.
But the most intriguing tool, and maybe the most powerful one they wield, is their expertise in what is it called again?
Geospatial and system dynamics modeling.
Right. That term, system dynamics modeling, can sound like pure jargon. Let's try to translate it.
Okay, sure. Think of it like building a sophisticated, predictive digital twin of a city. Or maybe a natural resource ecosystem.
A digital twin, I like that.
Yeah. So standard geospatial information systems, the GIS part, that gives you a static, detailed map of current
A
conditions.
snapshot in time.
Exactly. System dynamics modeling adds time and policy levers.
Okay, so instead of just seeing where resources are today, the model predicts how the system will react and change over, say, the next 10 or 20 years if you introduce certain variables.
Precisely. Like if you implement a specific municipal zoning law or you respond to a predictable change in rainfall patterns, it's a mechanism that allows policymakers to model the long-term, cascading, and often unintended consequences of their actions before they commit massive capital.
Which is absolutely vital for things like natural resource management, including the mining surveys they conduct, and sustainability research.
Yeah, they are essentially offering predictive foresight. They're turning these complex relationships into actionable policy scenarios.
And that ability to turn highly complex problems into clear, actionable decisions is their ultimate mandate. They promise industry-grade solutions with impactful, sustainable, and measurable outcomes.
For both public and private sectors. And you see that rigor reflected clearly in their featured services. Beyond just general consultancy, they list specific high-demand deliverables.
Such as.
Things like GIS data-driven research, surveying and mapping, data science and analytics, and the development of these very specialized system dynamics models. They're synthesizing the geography of a place with the data of a system to forecast and influence outcomes.
The scope here is just huge. You're talking about highly specialized professionals tackling national resource policy and then turning around and teaching fundamental job skills. It does raise an important question. Is there a risk that by covering such advanced technical ground while also focusing so heavily on mentorship fundamentals, they might spread their resources or their focus a little too thin?
That is a critical question for any organization with such a broad mandate. I think it's a fair one.
So what's the answer?
Well, IBD's structure appears designed to mitigate that risk by making the two sides mutually reinforcing. The high-level consulting work, the GIS and data science contracts, provides the financial stability and the necessary real-world current case studies for the mentorship program.
Ah, so the mentors are actively engaged in the consulting work.
Yes. Which means the curriculum isn't abstract or theoretical. The students are learning directly from the pressure and demands of current client work.
That sophisticated technical backbone is what allows them to transition smoothly into the youth focus.
Right. IBD is not merely a consultancy that happens to mentor on the side. They genuinely aspire to be a global reference point for mentoring and empowering the youth with refined talents, digital and adaptive skills.
It's an intentional strategy. They're building a future pipeline of quality knowledge workers.
Exactly. And to achieve that, they've built specific structured programs. The most prominent one is the Talent Academy.
Which is described as their flagship project. Its vision is to produce a transformed generation of young leaders equipped with globally competitive skills for the future.
And alongside that flagship academy, they conduct regular youth skills and career development activities, talent talks, and they manage the IBD Education Fund scholarships and annual excellence awards.
The source material even offers a specific anecdote that grounds this work, right? The IBD Youth Talent and Career Fair in Voi.
Yes, which took place back in February 2020.
That Voi Career Fair is such a great moment of texture. It shows they aren't just sitting in a Nairobi office, but actively taking their expertise out to communities.
For sure. They use these events to test their model on the ground and see how young people are connecting these, abstract concepts like data science to tangible career paths.
And this is where the practical skill transfer becomes essential for you, the learner. Because while the geospatial modeling is the high-level goal,
The mentorship focuses on the specific practical skills that actually unlock career development and scholarship opportunities globally. It's the stuff that gets you hired and keeps you employed.
so what are those practical training services that differentiate IBD? The sources list several examples.
Yeah, they cover the fundamentals like optimized CV writing and interview prep, but these are tailored for the global remote work market and international contract applications, not just local positions.
So they're thinking bigger from the start.
Absolutely. The training services quickly move beyond just formatting and into high-value professional acumen. They provide essential scholarship application assistance, helping youth craft strong narratives for international funding.
But the key difference seems to lie in the project management training.
I think so too. They provide training on writing winning project proposals, on workload sharing and optimization models, and even on estimating project costs and budgets.
That is the ultimate skill conversion. I mean, anyone can teach a young person how to run data analysis software. IBD is teaching youth how to function as independent, fiscally responsible contractors or project managers within a complex digital ecosystem.
They are effectively training future business leaders, not just technical operators.
And that blend is the secret sauce.
It has to be. By teaching a young person both how to run a complex spatial analysis and how to accurately cost that entire project and write a proposal that secures the contract,
right.
Well, IBD empowers them.
Empowers them with what they call the knowledge, international exposure, and digital fluency. They need to be emancipated global citizens with borderless influence for sustainable development.
It's a whole professional package, and it's designed for immediate application.
And this professional influence extends beyond direct mentorship and consulting contracts. We see IBD positioning itself as a legitimate leader in shaping progressive global policy discourse.
Right. The founder, Naishan Adero, has maintained a record of speaking at international forums, and their contributions as global thought leaders have been recognized.
That thought leadership component is vital because it shows they aren't just implementing policy.
No, they're challenging and influencing its future direction. The articles they publish really demonstrate the scope of their engagement. They're focusing on structural reform.
Okay, so give us a flavor of that discourse. What kind of progressive policy ideas are they pushing?
Well, they're deeply involved in challenging how educational systems value intellectual contributions. For instance, they published a reflection on underutilized educational potentials titled A First World Status, Not Until a Community Honors Its Knowledge Workers.
And that was dated for December 3rd, 2025. That title alone is a strong argument for prioritizing intellectual capital over, say, simple resource extraction.
It fundamentally suggests that true development isn't just about building roads.
It's about the social and economic value placed on the people who create the digital intelligence and the policy analysis needed for modern infrastructure.
And they are also defining the workforce of the future. You see this in an article called Geogeneralists for an African Century.
Geogeneralists?
Yeah.
That's a deliberate term. They're arguing against narrow specialization with that.
They are.
So why is a geogeneralist better than a geospecialist in this context?
It's an argument for an adaptable, multi-skilled workforce. A specialist might be tied to one technical domain. A geogeneralist, in IDD's definition, has deep expertise in geospatial systems, but also understands the policy frameworks.
The budget constraints, the resource management implications.
And the crucial soft skills needed to communicate and deliver a project from end to end. This is the exact profile necessary for rapidly developing complex economies.
That active participation in defining new job roles and challenging educational structures, that has to be what ensures the long-term sustainability of IBD's entire mission.
It creates a fully integrated cycle. Their research authority feeds their professional services, which in turn provides the capital and case studies to fuel their benevolent mentorship.
Okay, so to quickly summarize the key takeaway for you listening, IBD provides a clear, scalable model for integrating advanced technical skills, things like complex system dynamics models and data science, with fundamental professional development.
But high-value development, proposal writing, budgeting, global CV optimization. This system, rooted in Nairobi, is designed to build borderless influence.
The primary relevance here seems to be that the IBD model emphasizes that true sustainable impact requires moving beyond just, you know, information access.
Mm-hmm. You have to utilize refined talents and adaptive skills to participate fully in what they call a borderless career development. You need to be ready not just for the local market, but for the global digital economy.
Which brings us to the final thought. What does this all mean? The source material specifically emphasizes this idea that a community achieves first world status only when it honors its knowledge workers. We've seen how IBD aims to train and empower these global citizens using a model where consulting revenue funds mentorship.
And this raises a profound challenge for everyone, really. The provocative question for you is this. If the private sector, represented by organizations like IBD, can create this integrated revenue-funded mentorship model to build and empower knowledge workers, how does that redefine the traditional roles of government and academia in development?
And maybe more broadly, how are we going to adjust our global incentives to truly honor, integrate, and financially retain those digitally fluent knowledge workers who are driving progressive change everywhere?
It's a dynamic tension between profit, policy, and people, and the future of global decision science likely rests on finding that right, sustainable balance.
Something worth chewing on.